Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644-478 at keen.com for readings. And Daisy May, D-A-I-S-E-Y-M-A-E 81 at hotmail.com for prayer requests or anything you want to email me. And I know I made a statement last radio show that I would be back on Keen, but life got in the way. It's still in the way. I'm dealing with a lot of medical appointments, car repairs. So it doesn't look very promising until the kids go back to school. I tried a trial run with them, made them think I was working, and they failed. So I'm not going to attempt this until they go back to school, which is August 24th. All right, to begin with, my source of information today about the health tip is from the Doctor's Kitchen Secrets, FCNA Medical Publishing Company. Well, there's a new word out that we have the return of the swine flu. True or not, one of the things we've learned from all of this is good common sense. Good hygiene, washing your hands often, cleaning surfaces, these are good practices in food safety handling, and basically to ward off anything. So we've learned that, and we've become better housekeepers. A way to clobber infection is with kiwi. Kiwi equals two oranges and the potassium strength of a banana. Congestion, munch on mandarin oranges, and cloves can help you bring that mucus up. You can take two cloves and a cinnamon stick in an infuser, sit and breathe, and that will clear out that congestion. Our cosmic weather for today is the Pisces moon trines Mercury. That means it's a good day for readings. Hallelujah. I was glad to see that. The moon square to Venus could make us feel unloved or focus on failure at love. The universe has our back and requires us only to believe. The last full moon with that lunar eclipse in Capricorn, this has a very sneaky obstacle with it. So don't believe everything you hear in the world on the news or what's being put out as propaganda right now. So basically, that's very important. All right, to begin with, you know, life is full of twists and turns and full of failures and also full of victories. Our life is a story, sometimes funny, sometimes tragic. The tragedy can be a horror story, but it's not over yet. It can become a glorious story with God in the picture. Brokenness. I want to talk about brokenness a little bit today. Brokenness makes people mean, angry, unapproachable, and Jesus can heal brokenness. It's all about perspective. Perspective is a powerful energy. It's amazing how different people see the same thing and have two completely different reactions. That's perspective. Perspective is the way we see something. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11, God makes all things beautiful in his own time. So put your life in his hands, and he will make it beautiful. Father God, we want to thank you and praise you. We simply need to realize and accept that you have our times in your hands, and we ask that you give us revelation and knowledge on what we need to know today. In Jesus' name. So we need to simply give up rationalizations and excuses and just receive God's mercy and grace and make triumphs over self-judgment. God's mercy is victorious over self-judgment or judgment from others. Philippians 3:13, forgetting what's behind. That means let that past go. Forget about it. Forget what's behind. Reach forward. Reaching ahead begins in your thought life. We are all byproducts of our thought life. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Negativity, everything begins in our thought life. Proverbs 23, verse 7. Sorry about that. Negativity is the accepted norm, especially in our society today. The answer to seeing breakthroughs, complete change, is to free ourselves from toxic mindsets and buying into these negative mindsets. Just like the sneaky aspect with the moon, don't believe the mindsets of the world. It's deceptive, and the final end is power and control over people. Father God, our times are in your hands. We surrender our minds to you today and the truth of your word. Bless us, protect us, and provide for us as your children, and that is our inheritance, which comes from you, in Jesus' name. Okay, I'm going to start taking some calls here. All righty.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
It's me, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
Okay, today I've learned my lesson that I'm not going to ask you questions. I'm just going to take whatever you give me. I'm just going to put it out there. It's like I'm not going to list it. I'm just going to do it.
This is a good day for that. Actually, I was really happy to see that aspect with the moon because it's a really good day to get readings. I'm on, all right, and I'm on the radio today. Good, good.
Every single word you said today fit in my life, and I mean, like, I love that you are doing readings today, like you said. So that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you haven't seen your full potential, but change is happening now. It's starting to begin the better part of your destiny. A lot of it has to do, of course, with all of us, our mental thought. I mean, you know, you watch the news and then fear is instilled and you start thinking negative. And we have to realize that we can't hide in the sand. We need to know what's going on. But we don't need to let the darkness of the world overtake us. We need to know what's there. And there's been a lot of, you've been dealing with a lot of darkness within your own immediate surroundings, and particularly the young man in your life, and he hasn't seen his full potential either, but he's going to. And I believe when school starts back up, and I really think school needs to start back up. I mean, we deal with problems with diseases and things that go on in the world, but just like common sense, you know, washing your hands and taking precautions that way is a big help. So in anything, just to stay healthy, actually. So he's been on a destructive cycle, but he's thinking of changing. And it looks like he's with a man right now.
His cousin.
Is that true?
I sent him to Virginia. I needed a break. Yeah, I'm done with him. I needed a break.
Yeah, I think you did too. You know, you went out on a limb. You went. You gave your all to him, and now it's up to him. Now, you know, you've done your fair share, as they say. But I do see a turnaround for him, and that you'll be able to see that. Basically, I think you just kind of walked away from this, right?
Told him I am. I'm done.
Yeah.
I told him I'm done. I'm done. You got it. It's up to you now. I put his hands and it's up. He'll see when he gets back here.
Is up to him. It is up to him. It's up to him and the decisions he makes. Well, okay, so I see a good financial year for you. I think it took courage for you to make this commitment to walk away from this, but you did it all. You gave it your all. You did your fair share. You were meant to walk away.
Okay.
So it looks like some good source of income is coming up, and I got stability coming up. And also meeting somebody. I think first is you're going to get yourself stabilized and back in order from everything that you went through here. Even reaching out to your daughter and taking her in, and you know, you did your fair share. You did everything humanly possible.
Okay.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
So,
thank you.
Relax. You made the right decision.
Mm-hmm. How does my health look? Because I'm really trying to work on it, and it's been failing. Just quick question. Sorry.
Okay. Nothing bad came up, which was good.
Okay.
Well, you've been through an emotional roller coaster, and, you know, stress is a... talk about sneaky, that's a silent killer, and feeling burdened. And I think you've made the right decision, and I still show over the next couple of months a real stabilizing period where you'll get a lot better. You went through a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Lord's pleased with what you did, whether anybody else is or not.
You got that right.
Yeah, okay. So hang in there, all right?
God bless you.
All right, God bless.
You.
And thank you.
And I think of you all the time. All the time. And the baby. So
yeah,
I hope
really
all goes
did
well
try to come back to work, but those kids, you know, they just got into everything, and they're just
they
kids,
need you.
You know?
Yeah,
they got
they
into
need
candy
you.
And ate a whole bunch of candy. It's like the cat's the way the mice is going to play. You know? So I just can't do this until I.
Okay. Okay.
Put them back in school. God bless.
God bless you.
But
God
I will be
everybody.
On the radio,
thank
okay?
Okay, yes, ma'am. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. This is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too.
Okay, let's take a look and see what's going on with you.
Okay.
You have something that's burning, a burning question?
I don't know. Is it more like for career or something, money?
Well, a burning question could be anything. Yeah, it could be anything. So, and I just felt it. It is a good day for readings because I can feel everything today. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about a change in your career?
Yeah, because right now I'm in a standstill. Of course, because of what's going on, I just feel like I can't get anything to move. And so I kind of shifted my focus on that because I've been with that company like for a year and a half and it's still contract. And I get disappointed when I'm not hired in the company. So,
your thought on this is good. It's like, you know, is there some advantage to the company by keeping you on contract?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they keep taking advantage of that's what I'm getting. You know, it's beneficial to them, even though they know your work is good. But you want action, you want something stable, and you want some benefits and things. And it says you're thinking in the right direction, and actually something's going to open up here. Let me see if I can get a little, that was the last card, so I'm going to see if I can get a little more information on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you want back in control of your life. You want to know, hey, I got stability here. Something is definitely going to open up, and your luck is going to change, and it looks like the end of this month or the first of next month, I think we're going to see some changes, too, in what's going on, you know. Because when something this serious happens, it affects the whole world. Grace is going to abound. God's getting ready to do something. You know, it's just, it's in his time. I can't figure out his time, neither can anybody else. Even Jesus said he didn't know the time, only his Father knew the time. So if he can't figure it out, I can't figure it out. So, but
yeah.
Something good, and it look, and I am getting a span. When you get a span of time like that, that's real good. It's good money. Says you got a lot to look forward to. It has benefits, and you're going to feel a lot happier.
Yes, because I definitely need a change. And also,
yeah, you
do. And also, I know I have been told about my spiritual, kind of like my spiritual awakening. If there's more to what I am doing, or I guess what I have experienced in my past, is supposed to come into the light, like being shown, or, and I'm like, I don't know what they're talking
that's
about.
That's very
so,
true, because you have, it's interesting, either someone in your past or someone down through your lineage. It's interesting, I ran across a relative of mine that's been sharing pictures with me online, and
mm-hmm.
I was amazed to see all the relatives that were in the ministry, and I thought, okay. So you do have something very strong spiritually, and it's going to come to you. And I think
what?
This job, there's some sort of awakening where you're going to really... revelation where you're going to see this. You've got a lot to look forward to. You've got three major things. One's physical, which is the job, the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a relationship change.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's coming pretty soon.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you do have
that's
a very strong spiritual something. You know, going on, and
really?
It's going to open up to you. And I got within three. Now that could be 3 weeks or 3 months. It's definitely not years. It, you know,
okay.
2020 is going to end up still being a good year. What's good about it is we're going to realize a lot of stuff. We're going to realize a lot of things that we've been lied to about. The truth's going to come out about a lot of things. And it's been very, very chaotic. But when sin abounds, grace abounds. So God's getting ready to do something.
Wow. And that's probably why I had to stay in the contract job. You know, maybe, you know, just really just use that as, you know, my advantage. Maybe.
Well, it shows that they're, you know, using your talent and don't want to change anything. That means they have to give benefits. You know, they'd have to. It's to their advantage. There's a little bit to their advantage. They're thinking of their advantage.
Okay. Well, I will definitely let you know, Daisy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
God bless.
You take care.
Thank you for participating with Spiritual Perceptions. Okay. Getting back to the year of 2020, it's a year of declaration, and we need to decree the word of God over our lives and the circumstances that are in front of us. A lot of activity in the universe spells out with a lot of Neptune, Mars influence, along with Mercury retrograde, that has given us very uncertain times existing along with deception. Words of Jesus when he was asked about his return, do not be deceived. We sincerely need to trust God and decree his word over our lives when we are aware that we are in perilous times. Find out what you need or what you're facing in the word and read the word. I'm going to give you an example. Hebrews 10:35. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which will be greatly rewarded. Two things here. No matter how scary things look, don't throw away your confidence. And by not throwing it away, you will be greatly rewarded. So decree or declare. So the affirmation for that one would be, I have great confidence because God has placed his favor upon me. I'm confident in the Lord. I walk humbly before him. I receive the authority that Jesus gave to me on the cross. I exercise that authority today as a believer in Jesus Christ. There's only one way this will not work, or any other blessing from God, and that's unforgiveness. Unforgiveness blocks the blessings of God. even in our Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others their trespasses. That unforgiveness means to forgive yourself as well. This is a problem in the church today. People beat themselves up with the help of the enemy, of course, with shame and guilt and constantly reminding us of our failures and past sins. Let it go and exercise forgiveness. It does not mean you have to stay in any relationship that is abusive. Some people need forgiveness with distance. Let's talk about social distancing here. At a distance. Too many people take kindness for weakness, and so go forward and put distance between you and your abuser or any kind of abuse. Just don't harbor the hurt and pain and anger and unforgiveness in your heart, and then you'll receive all the blessings God has for you, all the blessings. Okay, that's a hard one, but it works. It definitely works.
Sure.
Okay, hello. Hello. All right. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anything you have to tell me will be perfect.
Okay. I want everybody to know I've got at least 7 or 8 decks of cards, and I'm changing cards with everybody. So everybody's getting a fresh, you know, deck of cards.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. No crossovers that way. You're a little nervous about some things that you're stressing about, and it looks like it's, you know, body issues, and it's a kind of a difficult time, but you're going to love the outcome. You're going to love the outcome. You have to go through some things that may seem a little burdensome. Well, they are burdensome. Anytime it's something disrupts your life and you have to go through any kind of procedure, you know, it's like,
yes.
Who's going to take care of the kids? Who's going to take care of the dog, right? So,
right.
And things that have to be done. So there is a little stress with that. But you have a strong guardian angel that is going to be with you through this whole thing. And your health will improve. It's like you're getting, you will have a victory over it. It's like you're getting rebuilt. You know,
oh, I
repaired.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just, and actually, this is all happening for a reason, like most things happen for a reason. And because your life is going to get better after this, after getting through this, and you're going to be able to enjoy life better. There's some social stuff. I know you haven't done that for a while, but maybe a little travel and the money to be able to do it.
Oh, that would be nice, the money to be able to do it, yes.
Yeah, I like that part.
Yeah.
So it's,
yes,
like you have to go through this little step here. And, you know, timing,
okay,
is something that, like I said, if Jesus couldn't give the time, we can't give the time. And usually there's a range, but, you know, if it's not right, doesn't mean it won't happen. Sometimes we get tested by the enemy. He goes, well, let's mess this up, you know. And him and his demons. And that's to get you to disbelieve, get you to, you know, lose your confidence. We don't want to do that. We learned that today. Don't throw away your confidence.
That's right.
And don't throw away your confidence over all this that you're facing.
Those are wonderful words. I believe it in my heart. It's everything. Today's little hurdle this morning went beautifully. On to the next one, and the next one I knew was coming, so the outcome is going to be good.
Yeah, and we saw that little hurdle being okay.
Yeah.
And we praise God for it.
Yes.
And you just something you've got to go through right now, but the end result is, like I said, you're going to have more of a independence that you haven't had for a while, being able to be a little bit more social, maybe going on an adventure and having the money to do it.
Okay.
I think most of us, I'm ready to go somewhere, anywhere. And stuck in this house with these kids, and they're stir crazy, and nothing's open.
Yeah.
Nothing's open because of what's going on. But that's all going to end now. I'm tired of it. I'm going to be decreeing every day. God bless you, and thank you for participating.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Doing good.
What can I do for you? Just an overview?
Well, I was just wondering, you know, what this little child of God over here sitting here has got in store for his future. Is there anything coming up?
Okay.
That would be extremely mind blowing.
Okay.
Experience. Is it?
It's a good day for that.
Well, you
really
know, I feel like I've been primed for something, and I was just wondering if there's something you're looking at that might coincide with the way things have been in my life.
Well, it says that you're, you know, cooperating. And when we cooperate with spirit, things happen. And our cooperation has to do with, in spite of what it looks like, our horizontal view, what's in front of you, go to the vertical view. Look up and know that there's a financial thing coming. It's in the present line. And the remainder of this year is going to be good. There's something that you've longed for that's going to, you have success over it. And it can be in a month, could be as little as a week that this breakthrough comes. And don't let fear get in the way. And there's an improvement in your health, too, on the tail end of this reading. And then, you know, money has a way of doing that, because when we have, we know all our needs are going to be met, we, you know, we have that calmness of not stressing, and stressing, as I said, is such a silent killer. It does so much to the body. You're so tensed up you don't feel it. But
right.
You got a major breakthrough coming here.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Are you into the, like, people that have already passed over, you know? Are you into that at all?
I get past things. I get
'cause my grandmother, she raised me. My grandmother raised me and stuff. And there's a lot of things I didn't, you know, because of my situation, being in a coma before because of a head injury, I'm unable to remember things. So I was always just thinking, I always had questions that I'd love to ask her, but I just don't know. You know, that kind of thing.
I can do that. What I need you to do is to contact me on my email. I'll do an email reading. I have a special. They're called soul cards. They're strictly for the spirit world, departed people. I would be more than happy to give you a message. That's Daisy May, DAISEYMAE, 81 at Hotmail. Give me her name and whatever questions you have, and I will answer it for you.
Okay, well, just tell me the last part of the Daisy.
DAISEYMAE, 81 at Hotmail.com. And what I need is your grandmother's name. And your question, and I will respond to you, and there's no charge for this, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
And I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I don't try to do these on the radio because it takes a great deal of, I have, you know, I've got myself geared for what I'm doing right now, and I need to do a prayer and meditation before I do that type of work, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yes, absolutely understandable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
Mhm. Okay, let's keep going here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon, Daisy. It's always nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Whatever message Spirit has for me today would be, I'd be completely grateful.
Okay. Spirit's active today. I can just absolutely felt good. I got some planetary push behind me, too.
Okay, good.
Surprise. Something is about to surprise you. It's going to make you happy.
Okay, good.
There's some things you've been undecided about. And that's typical what's been going on with this moon. And Neptune has put us all in a phase of uncertainty. But that's all. You have a lot of good cards today. This is really, really going to make you happy. It's something that you... Yeah. Something that you've been asking to happen.
Okay.
I also have a man here that's going to surprise you with a change in his life. Looks like a long battle with him.
Okay, Daisy, go ahead. I don't want to interrupt.
No, go ahead. What did you want to ask?
I was, a colleague of mine reached out recently and asked if I wanted to go into business with her. And we would essentially be opening up our own clinic for individuals that have special needs. And I'm really considering it. So, of course, I'm nervous. I would have to take out a business loan, but it's work that I'm very passionate about.
I think this is what's going to surprise you. I really do. I think this is your surprise. This is what's going to surprise you. Is this colleague male?
She's female. My love life was in a mess, so I am hoping to meet someone. I'm definitely actively dating. But the past couple of years have been rough in that area.
Yeah, it has. And, okay. So, well, there's just because a person's female, I'm female and I'm all female. I have 9 grandchildren.
wow.
Yeah. So, but I have a lot of male energy when it comes to ambition or working. So it could be that she has a lot of executive ability here.
She does.
Okay. This is going to go very well. You're a good team. It's going to make you happy because you're going to see results of your efforts. You know what I mean? It's very rewarding. I have a special needs daughter.
Yes.
And it's really rewarding when you can make them happy.
Definitely. I love what I do, and we can do it as a team, and that would be...
You're a good team, and I think that's what's going to surprise you, because I show it making you really happy. Also, it's going to be beneficial, not only beneficial to the community, to these people, but in your heart, and it's very rewarding, and it's going to be stable.
Okay? Wow. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you, and of course, I'll keep you posted.
Thank you for participating. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, you're on
Hello.
The air. Hi.
Hey, Daisy. It's Vicky. How you doing?
I'm good.
Can you hear me okay? I'm driving, so I hope you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Wanted to look at Mr. Calvin,
see
what his deal is. And
I'm
going to
change
have one more
cards
question.
Here. I'm going to use the Mythic Tarot for him.
Okay.
Because he holds a lot of stuff in. He can't.
Yep.
He has difficulty expressing anything. Keeps a lot of secrets.
Yeah.
Well, this is just the deck. Well, the first card is the Two of Wands, and Two of Wands can be a psychological issue, but it can also, in the old, the original deck shows the male and the female facing each other, and they're always in a battle. They're in a battle because they can't reveal what they really want to say, you know. They can't reveal any part, and that fits him. And he's always analyzing, and he has, you know, he judges things according to the psychological input that he has. But he has a deep desire to be happy. He feels like he's walking away from a destructive part of his life, but he wonders if it's too late. But the remainder of this year, he's really working on trying to be more successful. And he really does want to not be alone. You know, he wants somebody to love him, and he just doesn't know how to go about it. He's really contemplating, what do I do next? But I think he's going in the right direction by working on himself first, because, you know, if you don't love yourself, or if you don't have yourself together, you're not ready to make that step. And you've seen this over the years and tried to help him see it, but he couldn't see it.
How does that pertain to me, though? Is it, you know what I'm saying? How does it all pertain to me?
Well, you stimulated it.
You
stimulated it. You tried to help him over the years to see it, but he couldn't see it. But everything that you have said at different points in time are coming into his consciousness. He's realizing it. So you're the stimulus behind helping him change.
Okay.
And from spirit, in Proverbs 24:16, a person can fall 7 times but can still rise. Jesus fell 7 times on the way to the cross, but he made it, you know. And nothing's impossible with God. And I think a lot of your prayers, a lot of prayers from other people, you know, that's where the emphasis is here. And he realizes that he wasted a lot of his time. He realizes it.
I mean, does he still want to be with me? Or should I just move on?
I think you will move on. Many times I have seen him getting this awakening too late. You know what I mean? Too late.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you're in the picture. You are in the picture. He feels like you're the only person that cared enough to tell him. You know, that you tried really hard. Those are the things he's looking at.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. The second question.
I think you're going to go ahead with your plans and.
Oh yeah, I'm not stopping. Oh no,
You know, and you're not letting this get in the way anymore.
Nope. If he wants to follow, he can come. If not, he can stay where he's at. So they don't have time anymore. I don't. The second question, really quickly, I was looking at this car situation again. I'm thinking about buying. I really, really want to get a car. I'm just trying to pick the right time. You just don't know. So,
well, business has been down for car dealerships. You know, part of the time they were closed. So there is some really good deals out there. So from that perspective, you could save money. And it shows that you're going to need a car.
Yeah. Yep.
so that you can venture out, you know, and possibly with your move. But you're making good choices. This
okay.
is what you need to hear today. You're making good choices.
I hope so. Fingers crossed on this one, boy. Whew, it's hard. It's scary because you don't want to mess up again, you know?
Yeah, well, that's what
just
got,
don't
mess up. We talked about. We got to let go, putting away
yep.
things from the past. Let go. And it's very difficult
yep.
because there's so much negative energy in front of us.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for participating. God bless.
All right.
Okay. We do have a lot of negativity in front of us, you know, and so many people look at things in a negative way. They expect negative things to happen, and they speak negative things on themselves and then wonder why they get negative results. God is a positive God. You know, all of God's promises are yes. And remember that all of his promises are available to you as a child of God if you're born again and you've accepted Jesus as your Savior. They're all yes. The only thing that would stop it is harboring unforgiveness in your heart. You know, we need to forgive. Doesn't mean we need to stay in anything bad. Just like I said, sometimes you got to forgive people at a foot distance. But let God's words abide in you, and you can ask him whatever you want, and it will be done for you. You can find that in John chapter 15, verse 7. And we need to believe in the possibility of something. You know, everybody's predicting a bad scenario with this coronavirus thing. And I think we need to come together, decree, and declare that this be gone, not affect us anymore. And especially we need these children to go back to school, not just because I want to go back to work. These children need that interaction. They need those relationships. It's not good for them. And it's already been proven that computer learning wasn't the best thing for them. So they need that. And we need to believe in the good possibilities that if we work it at, you know, basic common sense, like I said, it's good in all areas. And we need to get out of the I can't into the I can. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. And get rid of that negative psychic in you. Everybody has a negative psychic that presumes that everything is going to be bad, that people are judging us, and we need to get rid of that person and stop seeing them as giants in our life and know that we are more than conquerors. And it's never too late to see yourself differently. And you just need to decide, make a decision, and we need to declare that we can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens us, that all things are possible to us, and all things are going to work in our favor. We just need to believe that God's energy and thoughts towards us are good. He loves us. He's not mad at us. And we need to leave behind negative thinking beginning today. So negative thinking is thinking that we can't overcome this pandemic. We can overcome it by decreeing and declaring that it is not going to be in our world anymore by the blood and power of Jesus. I'm going to close this show today, and I want to thank everybody that participated, and I want to pray and decree. Father God, we all come before you today, and we bless you and thank you that you use the wisdom of the word to transform our life. We know that we will never be the same. We give you all the praise and glory for the promises of the word released in our life today. We receive a fresh outpouring of your wisdom, anointing, and prosperity. We also thank you for a miracle harvest of divine favor, debt cancellation, and financial abundance. We're looking forward to all that you're about to do in our behalf. We receive it all with thanksgiving and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll let you know when the next show is available. Thank you for participating, tuning in, and being a part of it. Thank you. Goodbye now.